Man, fuck Rapunzel. Written by Hearts Logos. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, DCU. Relationship, Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Rating, general audiences. Also tagged for alternate universe, modern setting, alternate universe, fantasy, alternate universe, fairy tale. Part 1 of the Fairy Tales Lie series. Recorded for Arioch 6 for ITPE 2018. Jason's mom trades him for some magic cabbage or some shit called Rapunzel when he's 4 years old and busy trying to figure out how to con the baker out of some sweets. Too bad for her, Jason has other plans for his life than being some sort of witch toy. Too bad for him, the witch in question isn't really known for taking no for an answer. When Jason's mom dies, Jason finds out about the whole witch deal thingy in a letter she left behind for him. It basically says that she loves him and it was kind of a stupid thing to do. But when he turns 21, he's going to have to kiss freedom goodbye because the witch will come to claim him. What the fuck even, mom? Jason is 12 years old. Just adopted by resident witch hunter Bruce Wayne, and he thinks that this is actually a perfect situation. I want to hunt witches, Jason says to his new guardian, because it's either hunt the witch down and kill her or, well, be hunted by the witch. Bruce looks at him, takes the letter from Jason's hand, and frowns. You're going to need to figure out which witch did it. Well, you're the best witch hunter in the country, aren't you? Jason spends the next 9 years learning to be the best damn fucking witch hunter out there. And you'd better fucking believe it. He gets his own name, in time, derived from his red cloak, which he does not find funny. Dick, you asshole! Red Hood. Jason would much prefer not having a name at all, but the cloak is warm, and it's pretty much the only thing he's ever owned that hasn't been burned, destroyed, or otherwise ruined beyond use. He's 100% certain it's some sort of Alfred magic or something. Because it's Alfred. Much to Jason's frustration, though, he does not figure out who the witch is that his mom bargained with. It's actually the one failure of his entire career. Go fucking figure. When Tim is born, his mom immediately throws him out a window to see if he'll fly. He does. Looking back on that moment, Tim kind of thinks that it'd have been better if he fell, because he wouldn't be putting up with any of this bullshit now. Tim starts learning magic before he can talk, and from day one it feels like a test. Janet Drake comes from a long line of dark magic users, and Tim is expected to hold that tradition up. He's a necromancer, and, well, it's not the most respectable of dark magics, but he lives in a forest/swamp. There are a lot of dead things to work with. Dead deer, dead foxes, dead bears, dead wolves, dead rabbits, dead birds, dead people, dead things. It was either this or become a nature witch, and his mom's always had this rivalry going on with Witch Isley about this kind of thing, So Tim becomes a necromancer, and whenever Mom is busy being irritated over something, he sneaks out to get some lessons from Witch Isley. Tim's life isn't exciting so much as it is life-threatening. Much to Tim's everlasting disappointment and horror, his familiar takes the form of a weavern, and he was hoping for something normal, like a cat. Even if NVIDIA does kind of purr and act like one, he has a good appreciation for calm things. Which is why, when his mom dies and leaves him a letter explaining a debt collection about Rapunzel, Tim is so damn relieved that he cries tears of blood. It's normal, Tim thinks. It's normal. True, a debt collection on some magic Rapunzel 17 years later is kind of, well, peculiar. But in comparison to all the other things his mother has put him through, normal. On the day of collection, Tim pulls his travel cloak over his shoulders, scritches NVIDIA underneath her chin plate, earning a purr and a curl of steam, and wonders what he's going to buy for dinner on the way home. He's pretty sure that the local market is having a sale on produce, and he's been meaning to try making a vegetable casserole that isn't poisonous. All in all, Tim's life looks like it's going up. Which, of course, it isn't. Not that he knows that. "Hi," Tim says, landing in front of Wayne Manor. "I think I'm here about a debt collection." Why the hell the tracking spell led him to Wayne Manor, home of the country's best witch hunters, is so beyond him that he's given up hope of figuring it out. At the very least, Tim thinks, he shouldn't have to worry about them trying to get out of the collection. It's just some Rapunzel, after all. It honestly couldn't be that much money. The butler gives him a curious look. "Are you at the right home?" "Yes, I think so." Tim looks at the piece of paper that spells the address and holds it out to the butler. "This is the right house? Someone, Todd, owes the debt?" To Tim's horror and confusion, the butler aims a rifle at his face and asks him to put his wand on the ground and wait while the master of the house arrives. "Holy God," Tim thinks as he puts his wand, dark cherry wood with sphinx vocal cord core, on the ground. "My mother sent me to my death so I could join her beyond the grave. Holy God, Mom, not cool." The day the debt is due, Jason is busy trying not to throw up, and alternatively, trying to fit a small arsenal of weapons on his person. Alfred calls them. "Sirs, there is a witch here to see you." And Jason loses the battle against his stomach and pukes on Dick's shoes. Dick doesn't even get mad. He's actually kind of a saint when he's not being an asshole, and rubs Jason's back. "It'll be okay, little wing. It's the 21st century. Maybe the witch will be reasonable." Jason really doesn't think so, but goes downstairs, sticking to the shadows as he watches Alfred lead the witch inside, the witch's wand in his hand. "What the actual fuck?" Jason can't help but say, because the witch doesn't look older than he is. And if the witch is powerful enough to look that young for that many years, then shit if Jason knows how he's supposed to beat him in combat. If it was a matter of physical power, Jason would win, hands down. The witch is a little bit on the lean side. But it's not, and the witch doesn't look like he brought his familiar either. That's either overconfidence or simple awareness of self that Jason is a little bit worried about. The witch is staring at them all, wide-eyed. "I don't understand what's happening," the witch says, pale and shaking. "It was only some Rapunzel. Oh my God, I'm just here for the collection." Bruce stares the witch down. "What's your name?"
I'm Witch Drake. Tim Drake, not Janet Drake."
"Well, shit," Jason thinks at the look of understanding on Bruce and Alfred's faces. "Tim Drake, son of Witch Janet Drake, the scariest witch of all fucking time. No fucking wonder Jason couldn't find the witch responsible for the debt. She's dead. I swear I didn't do anything wrong. Please don't put me down like I'm a bad witch. I have my papers and everything, and I swear that the only raising of the dead I do is deer and various wildlife. Which Drake says, I'll just get the collection and be going. Jason snarls, over my dead fucking body. I'm afraid we can't let you take the collection, Witch Drake, Bruce says, stern and calm, using the you will obey me voice, as I have personal investment in it. Witch Drake gapes. It was Rapunzel! It honestly cannot cost that much for some stupid plant. There are like hundreds of them growing in Witch Isley's park. I can't. Are you telling me you can't afford to pay for some Rapunzel? Alfred has this frown on his face like he's noticed something that no one else isn't. It deepens when Witch Drake starts muttering to himself, pulling at his hair. Oh my god, I just wanted to get this thing out of the way and it was supposed to be a normal debt collection. Why is this happening to me? I thought this crazy stuff was over when Mom died. Oh god, she is literally mocking me from beyond the grave. She planned this. Oh my god, my mother is actually out to get me. I just wanted to make some casserole and maybe do some light reading. Maybe get some coffee. Why is this happening to me? Alfred clears his throat. Excuse me, Witch Drake? Yes? Do you understand what is happening right now? Witch Drake stares at Alfred like he's gone crazy. No? Like, my mom's will said that I had to pick up a debt for some Rapunzel at this date and left a locator spell for where the person who owes the debt would be. And according to what she said, it was just some Rapunzel and... You pointed a rifle at me, and I'm in Witch Hunter Wayne's house and wondering how I'm supposed to get out of this alive? Witch Drake darts a nervous glance towards Bruce before looking back at Alfred. Isn't it only, like, a few cents? Rapunzel isn't even that expensive. Jason stares at the witch, looks to Dick, who just came downstairs after changing shoes. Do you mean to say, Bruce says, slowly, like the wrong word can make this whole situation somehow get worse. You believe you were here for some money?
Yes. I mean, what else would I be here for? That's what the collection is, right? A few cents? Maybe a dollar or two at most?
Witch Drake fidgets, worrying his bottom lip. Please tell me it's only a dollar or two. My mom didn't actually charge exorbitant prices for some vegetable, did she? No, Jason says, causing Witch Drake to look at him and suddenly turn pale. My mom traded me for some Rapunzel. I'm the debt. Oh my god, Witch Drake whimpers. My mother traded Rapunzel for the Red Hood. Oh my god! Jason isn't psychic, but Witch Drake's face reads, I'm going to die here. And Jason can't really get over how fucking confused he is to feel bad for him. As interesting as it is to watch Witch Drake alternate between blushing and going pale, Jason also has to ask, is there any way for you to drop the debt?
Oh my god, no? It's kind of an old collection, so the binding is pretty strong,
Witch Drake says, sinking into a crouch and taking deep breaths. Oh my god, Mom, why would you do this? What kind of crazy are you even? Alfred clears his throat. Excuse me, Witch Drake. Did you read the writing on this locator spell? He waves a bit of paper around. Witch Drake looks up.
What writing?
Tim stares at the writing. His mother's, all right. Every witch clan has its own special language, modified and ever-changing with every generation. This is his mother's hand, and it's her telling him, in the most frank way possible, how she screwed him over for life. Tim, if you're reading this, I'm dead, and you've gone to collect the Rapunzel debt, and you've realized the debt isn't monetary, but a person. Congratulations, you now have a life partner. You're welcome. Tim swears that this is the first time he's ever felt homicidal rage. He closes his eyes, counts to 20, then to 30, and stands up. Tim brushes his hands over his clothes.
Excuse me.
Tim then proceeds to disappear into the ether to drag his mother's ghost back from wherever it is and have her fix this. Jason watches Tim Drake read the message, turn an interesting shade of white, then red. He wonders if it's anything like what his mom wrote. Which Drake stands up, the picture of utmost calm, smiles, and excuses himself, wand flying into his palm. His eyes glaze over white. Necromancer. Interesting. So that's what the bit about dead bodies was about earlier. Then disappears in a strong blast of dark magic.
Well, Dick says into empty air, that could have gone a lot worse.
Witch Drake returns a few days later, arms curled around a viciously shaking urn.
My mother explained it to me,
Witch Drake says, right eye twitching. And unfortunately, there's no way out of the debt collection unless you kill me, in which case the debt goes to my familiar, unless you kill her too, and I don't want to die. Jason stares back at him. Witch Drake stares back, mouth a thin line before he holds out his hand. Hello, I'm Tim Drake. Please call me Tim. It looks like we're bound to each other for the rest of our mortal lives. Please don't kill me.
Jason shakes his hand. I don't want to be a witch's slave thing.
I don't want a slave thing. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go home. You live your life, I live mine. I'll drop by occasionally as the contract dictates, so you don't end up under some of the nastier side effects of a debt collection contract. Please don't look up ways to kill me behind my back, and I promise I won't do anything to get you in trouble. Deal?
Deal.
It's actually better than anything Jason could have come up with.
Okay,
Witch Drake nods, folding his arms. And if you ever need me, and you being you, Mr. Red Hood, legend among all witches, just pull.
Pull?
Witch Drake nods. Pull. And with that, he's gone, and Jason is staring at the empty doorway, wondering what the hell kind of plot twist made his life turn into this. The end. The music used in this podfic is Kingdom Celebration by Alan Menken. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!